Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yeah.
This first day of May. May 1st, 2020. It is the first day of the fifth month of the year. It is time to get going. Put your foot on the accelerator on this morning. We are almost in the midst of the year.
New dawn era.
I had put a post on Facebook the other week. I said, it is not a new dawn era, like a mistake.
Yeah.
It is still a new dawn era. E-R-A. And what era means, it means a period of time with distinct characteristics.
Yes,
and
it is.
When Pastor prophesied that word for the year that the Lord had gave him, that 2020 is our new dawn era, you actually started speaking it before we even crossed over into 2020. You began speaking it at the end of 2019, what 2020 would be.
Yep.
For Celebration Tabernacle and God's people, 2020, our new dawn era. So an era is a period of time with distinct characteristics.
Yes, it is.
And let it be known, 2020 will not ever be forgotten. Yeah. It will go down in history as a new era. That it is a new era. But for God's people, it is not just a new era alone. It is a new dawn.
That was a sure word of prophecy.
Yeah. Because you didn't know. In 2019, you didn't know by carnal reasoning. You didn't know by your mind. It was by the Spirit that God revealed that unto you, that 2020 is a new dawn era. And if you would have said it right just in January, then they said, oh, well, you might have heard about the... you might have known from some source. But no, it was in 2019 was closing out before there was anything on the radar about what is going on right now in this time.
It says, go get the shirt. And it says,
get
some shirt.
Get the shirts made. Get the banners up in the sanctuary. Yep, new dawn era. 2020, our new dawn era. And think about that. When a new dawn breaks, when there's a breaking of the new dawn, it's a light that shines to reveal everything that has been hidden by darkness. So in this season, it is truly our new dawn. There's things that are already in place. There's things that are in place in the world. There's things that are already in place within us. All things are already ready. And the new dawn has broken. Light has shown so that we're able now to see things that were veiled by darkness. This is a time of great anticipation. This is a time of great excitement. If people are just wasting their days watching Netflix after Netflix and watching 17 hours of TV a day, you are not optimizing your time. I want to encourage you on this morning. Put the remote control down and begin to work the giftings and the callings. The Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, that the giftings and the callings of God are irrevocable. They are without repentance. So God is not taking back any gift that he gave you. God is not taking back the talent that he has put within you. He's not taking back the great treasure that's in that earthen vessel. He's not passing it off onto somebody else. It is still within you, and this is your time for that to erupt, for it to explode from the inside out. But in order for an eruption to take place, there must be some pressure. So you must put some pressure on yourself in this season. I'm talking about good pressure. I'm not talking about a heavy weight to burden you, to press you down. I'm talking about a good pressure in your belly to cause every treasure that's in there to erupt. Give yourself some timelines and begin to work the gift. If you do not have a timeline, baby, it ain't gonna get done by a hope and intuition. Give yourself a timeline and begin to work out some things. Give yourself a timeline and begin to work out some things. When Moses sent the spies in to go view the promised land, he did not give them a timeline. They were in for 40 days, but there was nowhere in the Bible where it said that Moses told them to go for 40 days. They were in there for 40 days. The spies were looking around all that time. And during that time, they saw that it was a good land. They saw that it was fruitful, but they started looking at every reason, every giant in the land, every reason why they couldn't possess it. So they didn't have a timeline. And because they didn't have a timeline, they had a whole bunch of excuses when they came back. When Joshua sent out the spies to go check out the land, he had already told them, within 3 days, we're going in. It doesn't matter what you see. Within 3 days, we're going in. I just want you to go check it out and preview it. But within 3 days, we're going in. So he gave them a timeline and an expectation that we are seizing the promised land. That thing that has been on hold, that we haven't been able to get in because we've been wandering around this wilderness for 40 days. There's now a timeline on it. And in 3 days, we're going in. So I want to encourage you on this morning, put a timeline on a gift that you have, a talent that you have on this morning, and begin to work that thing.
Amen and amen. We are so confident in the word of God. And sometimes our confidence is burst out in our emotion. Let me tell you, when I get emotion, is my confidence in the word of God that burst out. Like Jeremiah says, I feel like the fire shut up in my bone. And if fire is in your bone, you're going to scream, you're going to jump, you know. But you're not a fanatic, you know. You're on reality. Watch this, Pastor Don. Isaiah 59 and Isaiah 60. I'm releasing this because it releases in my spirit. And we know the God of recompense.
Jehovah Gamola.
He shall what? Repay. But I got to teach all people how this thing works. So Isaiah 59. And I want you to look at verse 18 now. Just go down to from verse 18 of Isaiah 59.
According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay.
Yeah.
Fury to his adversaries.
Yeah.
Recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay.
That's Gamola. This is God talking now.
Yes. Jehovah Gamola. I remember when I first heard Pastor say Jehovah Gamola. It was a couple years ago. I said, what is this Jehovah Gamola? How do you even spell this Jehovah Gamola? But it is truly a word.
Yeah. We know Jehovah Nisi. We know Jehovah Jireh, but we haven't talked about Jehovah Gamola. I love Jehovah Gamola. And in this season, this is this God. I've called it that. The God of recompense. The God that will pay.
Yeah.
Oh, we need time on this program.
So I'm going to spell it for you so you can, if you want to look it up. Because Jehovah and then Gamola is G-M-O-L-A-H.
Yes.
Jehovah Gamola.
Yeah, that's the God.
The God of recompense.
The God that will repay.
Yes.
He will work on. Okay, let's read him here because that's who he's talking about. According to their deeds. He will what? Repay.
Fully repay. Yeah. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun.
Yeah.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
So believers, the only way you can understand this verse, you got to come up here.
Yeah.
Because we love to just quote one little pet
little part. Yeah, that's not even a whole verse. Yeah, you hear that quoted, but that's only half of a verse.
That's right. So when the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. Why? You got to know who you're talking about and why it is said. All right, continue to read.
Verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord.
Lord, continue to read.
As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
And I am one of that descendant.
Yes.
You are one of that descendants. The word.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't come with our word. We come because hear what he says here. The word that I have put in your mouth. And it's going to fall on in your descendant mouth. Mm-hmm. And your descendant, mm-hmm. descendant. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, okay, Pastor Beckford, you mean you're a descendant. Okay, because I'm a seed of Abraham.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
I know my word here. I'm a seed of Abraham.
And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 39, it says, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
Yes.
So we have to remember that there's a lot attached to our life besides the 120 years that we have in the earth.
Yes.
There are a lot of things attached to what you do with your life.
Yes, go ahead.
There are a lot of things. There are a lot of people attached to your life that are depending on you to be fully operating in your position, to be fully operating in your gifting, to be fully operating in your power. It is not to just get by until you die.
Yes.
There are things that are generationally to be set through you. And when we're out of position, that puts a damper on what is to be done. We must be in position.
I want you to go to Galatians chapter 3. For someone who's listening to Make Your Day Count, and we speak some strong word, you know, we said, put your word in your mouth and your descendant, and I boldly declare with 100% confidence that I'm a descendant. When he was talking about that, he was thinking about me. He was thinking about you because I know the word of God. So how could you say you're a descendant? And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show it to you right now. Why I can say that and why you can say that out there. If you know the word, then you can say it. Okay, go ahead, read.
Which Galatians what?
Galatians 3:28-29.
3:28-29.
Yeah.
There is neither Jew nor Greek.
Yeah.
There is neither slave nor free.
Yeah.
There is neither male nor female.
Yes.
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise.
And if you are who?
Abraham's seed.
No, but if you are.
And heirs.
No,
and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to
the promise.
To
this promise.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Got to shout again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If you are Christ,
yes.
then you are Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. The promise.
Not the emotion. Not the emotion. Promise. What a way to end the week.
Yeah. And then as we go into chapter 4, it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master over all. So it is time to grow up in some things. It is time to mature in the things of God, to mature in the word, and to take our rightful position. Make your day count.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, senior pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center.